Hello, and a warm welcome to you all from Financial Services Online. This is Paige Estrotori, presenting your weekly insurance news wrap. We kick off this week's update looking at an intriguing decision by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA. On May 4, 2025, a motor policyholder was denied a claim for engine theft coverage under a comprehensive policy with IAG. The issue at hand was the lack of evidence of ownership for the engine, intended for a 1993 Nissan Skyline. However, the policy did not have provisions to cover spare parts awaiting assembly. This case underlines the importance of understanding coverage limitations for vehicle components and the value of considering additional coverage for spare parts and modifications. Let's make a move to the broker industry with the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission in a submission to a professional code of practice review has restated its opposition to broker commissions. This has sparked a lively debate, echoing across various industry stakeholders, with the chair of ACCC, Gina Kass-Gottlieb, and NSW Fair Trading Commissioner, Natasha Mann, echoing the call for more transparency in broker practices. In an interesting shift to home insurance, AFCA had yet another mixed bag ruling earlier this week. Auto and General Services has been directed to partially cover a homeowner's claim for long-term water damage. The decision pivots around the manifestation of the damage, not the commencement of the leak. This reinforces the vital need for clarity and communication around policy terms. A clear wake-up call for insurers to reevaluate their policy language and documentation processes. Turning to yet another case overviewed by AFCA, in a travel insurance case involving an ex-spouse, EFCA upheld Nib Travel Services' decision to deny travel costs to a woman following her ex-husband's death. The parameters of this policy cover only direct blood, marital, or de facto ties. The decision is a stark reminder to understand insurance policies' definitions, particularly for those dealing with non-traditional family structures. To keep ahead of the curve and for a comprehensive suite of personal and business insurance, don't forget to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. As always, making insurance simpler, transparent, and user-friendly is our commitment to you. This is Paige Estrotori signing off. Thank you for listening, and we'll be right back here with the latest next week.